May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 22, please. In Matthew chapter 22, we have the wedding banquet, which you just heard. And we hear in verse 10 that the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And then in verse 11, but when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Friend, he asked, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? That passage has troubled me from time to time, and particularly when you look at it in the parallel passage in Luke's gospel, because even though it says here in verse 10 about he brings in all the people, both good and bad, in Luke's version of this, it says that he compelled them to come in. Well, if he compelled them to come in, then why is he bitching and moaning about the fact that the guy doesn't have wedding clothes on? We've been hearing a lot over the last few weeks about forgiveness and living in the moment and so forth. The Lord has been speaking to us about kingdom living and about putting on a kingdom mentality. And this passage goes directly to that same message. The wedding banquet, as we heard in the Isaiah passage that Amanda read, the wedding banquet is, as it were, a metaphor for the kingdom of God. And all of us, by virtue of our baptism, are citizens of the kingdom. We have been bought with a price. We have died with Christ. We've been reborn. We are members of the kingdom of God by virtue of our baptism. Now, there are others who would say, you know, if you make your confession of Christ, the evangelicals will tell you that, you know, if you just confess Jesus Christ as Lord, you're going to be in the kingdom, so forth and so on. That's all great. That's all good. But I do have a contention with the concept of once saved, always saved, because this passage does not go to that. If that were true, then how is it this man could be kicked out? He's been invited in. He's in the kingdom. He's there. He's at the banquet. And yet he gets thrown out. So we are in, but are we going to stay in? Do we have on the wedding garments? And what are wedding garments? Well, turn to Revelation chapter 19. If you look at chapter 19 and verse 7, let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride, who is the bride of Christ? We are the bride of Christ. The wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. You've been given the wedding garments. Are you putting on the wedding garments? What are the wedding garments? It says there in verse 8, fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Are you in right relationship with God? St. Gregory the Great said that the wedding garments are love because the deeds of the saints are to love God and love our neighbors. And so being in right relationship with God, being in right relationship with our brothers and sisters in the wedding banquet, that is what keeps us bound into that relationship, that right relationship. To put it in theological terms, it's really simple. You have been brought into the kingdom by justification. The justification has brought us into right alignment. Now God wants to sanctify us. He wants to bring us into a place of holiness. He wants to perfect us. So we have been brought into the kingdom through justification. We remain in the kingdom through the sanctification process. He seeks our wholeness. He wants us to become... He's not really interested so much in your happiness. He's very interested in your holiness, okay? He wants to perfect us in relationship with Him. Okay, so we're in. Yeah, hallelujah. But are we in right relationship with Him? And a right relationship is a relationship with love, of love. And when you think about it, love is always other-oriented. Love God. To love God is to love Him with all. What is it about all that you didn't understand? You love Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, with all of your mind. I didn't hear any partials in any of that, okay? It's other-oriented. You love God with all that you have, your entire being. And you love your neighbor as yourself. I don't really have too much trouble with myself, but I really have a problem with loving my neighbor as myself. It's other-oriented. Loving God and loving your neighbor is about... It's not about you.
It's not about you.
It really isn't. Okay. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the kingdom. And the kingdom is the wedding banquet. All right. We do get overly self-absorbed. We heard about that in the prophetic words this morning. Did we not? I mean, that was really a message from God about this. It has been a hard few weeks here. I mean, Kaylee got bit by a snake. Becky had to go back in for surgery again this week on her heart. You know, it's been a tough... Susan hurt her knee. I mean, you know, there's all these things that have been coming against us right and left, right and left, right and left.
Trip is volunteering the knee.
Oh, and Trip, yeah, and his ankle. And your car, and yeah, I mean... And we all want to just cry out, you know, oh God, why is this happening to me? Why haven't I been healed? Why is this? So forth. But in Galatians chapter 20, what was it that Paul said in Galatians chapter 20? We have been...
Galatians doesn't have 20 chapters.
2:20.
Oh, thank you.
Galatians 2:20.
We just wondered.
It's been a hard couple of weeks. And David asked me this morning how I was doing. I figured that if I've got to go into surgery on November 7th, I've got to get all this stuff done with my right hand that needs to be done with my right hand before then. And so, you know, the house is settling. There were two doors that were sticking, so I had to go and plane the doors. I can't plane left-handed. I can't do that. And so planing doors is really good on the rotator cuff. Since I'd already screwed it all up anyway, I went and did the leaves and the gutters and everything else. I'm hurting this morning. So if I'm not making sense, please forgive me. Anyway, all right. Galatians chapter 20, verse 2. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. All right. We have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's not about you. It's about Christ. It's about having died to the old man and living in Christ. To put on the wedding garments is to take off the clothes of the dead man. Those are filthy rags. Take off the old clothes and put on the new, the fine linen of right relationship with God. The old man has died, but we still wear his clothes all the time. And even when we get the wedding garments on and we're feeling really good, when something bad happens, we get self-focused again. And guess what? Off come the wedding garments, on come the old man, the dead man clothes. We do it all the time. We get focused on our problems. I was blessed by the song this morning. Again, praise Him in the storm. Do we really do that? When the storm comes, do we not bitch and moan instead rather than praise? It happens, yes. When we're not praising Him in the midst of the storm, then we're wearing the old clothes. When we're praising Him in the midst of the storm, we're putting on the fine linen of right relationship with God. God had it that way. He chose those songs before we got here, right? But we do. We think, well, things haven't gone my way. Things are not happening. God must not love me anymore. I'll share this. I hope I didn't check with Becky, but Becky, forgive me. I'm going to share this.
She's not here.
I know she's not here to complain, so don't tell her I told you.
This is going to be online here.
But Becky was really worried because when she had to have this heart procedure on Thursday this week, and she was all, and rightly so, concerned about this because she has Blue Cross Blue Shield, and she had to have this procedure at Mission Hospital Heart Wing. You know, and she was told, you've got to have this procedure. And she had to sign a paper saying she would pay for it. All the $100,000-something that would be required. 5 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon, she got word the Blue Cross had agreed to pay for it through continuing coverage. You know, she was told they were going to go in the right side of her heart, go through the septum into the left side of her heart to fix what was wrong, and that there would be a continuing hole in her heart then as a result of this. They went into the right side. They found the problem on the right side. They didn't have to go to the left side. They fixed it. She was out in about half the time of what they had anticipated the surgery to take. So I texted her after this was over, and I said, have you removed any doubt that God actually loves you?
She should have, because I fixed her toilet for free on Monday.
Compared to heart surgery, you're right. That's big. But brothers and sisters, you know, yes, in the midst of the storm, God still loves you. God is going to take care of you. Isn't that what we heard through the prophetic words? God is going to take care of you. And just keep the wedding garments on and keep the focus outward on Him, on the others, looking out beyond ourselves and keeping that right relationship healthy and strong. And brothers and sisters, we've got to let go. We've got to let go of the things of the past, the hurts, the wrongs, the offenses that have been visited upon us. All too often when somebody has hurt us, we hold on to that offense. And that's putting on the grave clothes once again. If you cannot let go of that and give to the other the forgiveness that they need, that you need to give to them, then you're still wearing the old clothes, the old man clothes. I was talking to my accountability partner yesterday, and somebody had come and really done a number on him, really hurt him badly. And he said, I can't write a sermon because I can't get past the vengeance that I want to visit on this person. And so he was making a confession, and he did that. And once it was done, he said, you know, I know that now I can move forward, and I thank God for that. And that's it. If we can just repent of the things and let go of the things that have come against us, then we can take off the old clothes and put on the wedding garments of right relationship, of love for God and love for our neighbor. And so I was reminded, too, And I didn't write it down, and I was just reminded just now, so forgive me if I don't quote this exactly right, but I believe it was Martin Luther who said that repentance is not a one-time thing, it is a way of life.
Roughly, yeah, I don't remember the exact quote.
Yeah, and that's it. Just being in a right relationship of repentance toward God and toward our neighbor puts on the wedding garments. You know, the bride, we are the bride of Christ. At a wedding, the bride really has no eyes for anyone except the groom. And that's the way it should be. If we're at the wedding banquet, we should have eyes for no one except for the bridegroom, Jesus Christ himself. It's about kingdom mentality. It's about always being oriented toward the other. So let us take off the clothes of the old man and put on the wedding garments of right relationship with God. Amen.